You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hello and welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Tom.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Joel.
Boys, how big's the big sound?
So Tom's lost intro rights. He's bought into the hype too much. That was disgusting.
I couldn't ask How Good's Footy.
You make me sick.
I know the answer. I know the answer. And all right, Sean, How Good's Footy?
You're asking the wrong guy, my friend.
Joel, How Good's Footy?
Yeah.
See?
Footy's really good if you love footy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, can I ask the question?
No.
Can I ask the question again?
Read between the lines, Tom.
Oh, no.
Footy's all right. There was some bad things this weekend.
Yes. But it's only round zero.
Opening round, yeah. Happy opening round to everyone. It happened. They played four games of AFL and then...
on Sunday, left us for dead.
Yep.
I tell you what the footy coming back has done. Sean, we discovered this on a Scaredy Boys retreat, new episodes every Friday, where we were forced to watch free-to-air television, I think, for the first time in a long time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How bad's free-to-air? Yeah. The ads are some of the shows coming up on... Why the fuck is are Australian comedians doing a roast of John Cleese?
Yeah, that was really baffling.
That looks like the worst thing I've ever seen.
For money, I imagine.
Yeah.
It looks like
how much?
Shit.
In this country, how much?
Look, hey, I know this is usually about football, but it is worth noting that free-to-air TV in the last, like, I would say five...
Oh, I know it's gotten bad, but... Oh,
it's the
That's a stinker.
Joel, feel free to not talk about footy.
It's the fucking Wild West on TV now. It's like the ads that would... Like, usually in, like, prime time on TV, you'd get, like, pretty well-made... like massive brand ads because they're the ones that can afford it. But I'm guessing that the advertising cost has plummeted because no one's watching free-to-air TV that much anymore.
Well, yes. Also, it's the weirdest ads are the ads for the network's own show. So Channel 7, obviously the major free-to-air network presenting footy. I was watching ads and there's this roast of John Cleese, which looks like utter dog shit with like randoms doing it. He looks like... Like, isn't that? I thought the idea of the roast shows that have come out of Comedy Central is that the people doing the roasting.
He
know
looks
the
like a deinflated airbed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's such a specifically perfectly.
Just the way he is.
You're a poet, Sean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, usually the roast, I'm pretty sure the structure of the roast at Comedy Central, you know them. They're your. I think you pick who's roasting you.
Yes.
And you sit there, you cop it, but then at the end, you get like a roast.
You don't reckon John Cleese is good friends with Limo?
And Shane Jacobson.
I don't understand it.
It looks so shit. Then the other thing that's crazy.
Is he doing like a stand-up tour? Is John Cleese doing like a talking
John
tour?
John Cleese is trying to come back from being cancelled, isn't he?
He must be here doing something though.
No, but I reckon.
You don't come all the way to Australia for a roast on Channel 7.
For Limo.
Yeah, for Limo.
Well, no offense, Limo.
Depends on the
offense,
roast.
Offense intended.
Depends when the roast was... done. Like, it could have been done ages ago and he did a talking tour like 6 months ago. Has he been in the country? Did he do like a series of shows?
I cannot remember.
Don't know.
It's so baffling. But the other one that's baffling is...
That was the question Joel asked 30 seconds ago.
Jim Jeffers is hosting a game show.
Jim Jeffries, the 1%.
Jim Jeffries. What's that show?
It's basically Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
But what's he doing here? We were discussing...
He's Australian.
I know that. But
he's not popular here.
He's bigger in America. US.
I think what they're probably doing is...
Money?
He's probably fallen off a little bit in America.
Okay.
Because like he's like that type of comedian is all over YouTube now.
Actually, yeah, Tom, you just answered it. It's all about money. Everything is money.
Everything is money.
Where's my money?
What do you need money for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking anything. I'm sad. Footy sucks.
Yeah. So opening round, Thursday night.
Yeah.
I listened to the saddest commentary of all time. As we said, we were on a Scaredy Boys retreat.
Yep.
I was driving down on the retreat and I thought, I'm going to listen to my good mates on SEN for opening round.
Yep.
A lot of hype around it, getting excited, footy's back. And I got the dream team for the drive. Jared, Dwayne. Whoa. That to me is my that's my favourite pairing on for radio.
Yep.
Because you get Jared giving you the Jared and then you get the old baby from Dwayne.
Yep.
Who is doing special comments?
I think Nick Del Santo.
It's not far from the dream team now.
Not Kane Corns, but definitely Del Santo. But the two main callers, that was the juice. They were so flat with how shit that game was. Like at halftime, they get to halftime and you could just hear in their voices, Dwayne is trying. So he wants a moment.
Yep.
And there just weren't any.
So
terrible game.
It was Sydney versus Melbourne. The first half did just have practice game vibes. The skills were all over the shop. The way I think it felt most like a practice game is that, like, when it came to tackles and stuff like that, there wasn't, like, the physicality. It didn't seem like anyone cared. And you got some pretty good goals in the first half solely because people just seemed to be having a ping from anywhere because it didn't feel like they cared or that it mattered. But then after halftime, it turned into an actual game of football. It wasn't necessarily good, but it did actually feel like a real game.
And then the good team won.
Yes.
Yes.
I've got time for Sydney.
Yeah, me too.
I like the coach. I like many of the players.
Yep. There was a highlight for Melbourne, though, where Van Rooyen kicked one of the most fucked goals I've ever seen.
Ball came off his head onto his leg.
A disgusting goal.
Filth.
Give it goal of the year. It'll win goal of the week.
There was another massive...
No, I reckon one of Callum Brown's. Did you see the Callum Brown one from 50?
The GWS one?
That was his first one, wasn't it?
That was his first. There was also that Toby Green one where he basically killed Oleg Markov's life to get to the ball.
I love to kill a life.
Kill a life.
Yeah.
There was another big goal. Someone like absolutely fucking got onto it in the Melbourne-Sydney game. Like,
I was listening on the radio, so...
I feel like there was like a goal from like 60 at one point.
Oh, that's juicy.
Did
Nick Blakey kick one?
Yeah, maybe it was Blakey.
Oh, no, Tom Papley did. He bombed it long and it bounced through.
It was Papley.
From
where?
About 55.
60, maybe.
Did the old, looked into the goal square, saw it was vacant and went, I'm on.
Would have had a shot anyway.
Yeah, he would have.
If Mason Cox stood in the goal square, he would have backed himself.
Yeah, 100%. And there's a chance he would have got a pass Coxie.
Yeah.
The other great thing from the Sydney game, and I like where we're on Sydney, is, you know what's good? I like that Brody Grundy showed up and was like, hey guys, I'm still really good
looked
at football.
Shit at first.
No, I was getting very angry. He was just gearing up. He was good. Like also, early in the game, you mean, or preseason?
Early in the game.
Oh, that's right. He was just charging up his hatred.
He
seems like a nice guy, but no. He wanted to hurt them all.
Gorn also looked shit. Oh yeah, it's probably worth noting just as a side note. We'll get to it later, but opening round really shook my fantasy team to its core.
Yep. Big time. My back line? Oh, boy. my mids? Oh,
what
the forward
did you do?
Line?
What about your
the
bench?
The bench!
Yeah, I'm just hovering over
utility!
I'm just hovering over the clear team and then the autofill button.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. But yeah, good on Sydney. It was great to see this. I tipped Melbourne because I thought.
Let's not talk tips.
No, I thought Sydney.
You don't want to talk tips, Joel.
How many did you get?
Three.
How did you get?
I only missed the Brisbane game.
I got two.
You got one.
I got one.
Yeah.
Who didn't you believe in?
How far you fallen? He backed the Giants.
I'm better than him.
For 1 week only.
Yeah. Just wait.
Like John Cleese.
Yeah, with Limo. Yeah. No, so this game though, I'd originally gone Sydney, and then I just thought Parker.
Yeah, Sydney didn't have a midfield.
Adams, I thought the midfield would be cooked. And then as soon as they started playing, yes, I knew Goulden was there and Warner, but I thought, I think the
Goulden
Melbourne
did
midfield,
nothing.
I thought the Melbourne midfield had overwhelmed them. And then I remembered, Isaac Heaney exists.
That sneaky
and they can play him fucking anywhere. And he's like, I'll just have 26 touches and a bunch of clearances. No fucking worries, guys.
He was good. Melbourne are a bad team.
Melbourne are a bad team. Yeah. If they keep playing like this, they will struggle to make the eight.
Yeah. It was really good that they went all in on the Grundy-Gorn thing. It didn't work. So they got rid of Grundy and then they just didn't decide to go after a single key forward.
Yeah.
And then it was really evident that their forward line is still horrendous.
So Melbourne have had the best list for 5 years without a forward line. They're idiots.
It's baffling.
They are fucking morons.
If they got one half-decent key forward, It'd be unstoppable.
Over. Yeah, they're idiots. No respect for Melbourne. Respect for Sydney, though. Yeah, Melbourne are a bad team.
Sydney looked good, though.
There are, from opening round, there are, it looks like there are only two good teams in the AFL. Yeah.
Sydney and
the Giants.
Both teams exist in New South Wales.
The Gold Coast look good.
No.
Richmond
are bad, Tom.
Really shit.
Richmond are a bad, bottom four bad team.
They're going to be bottom
you,
four, yeah.
You sound a lot like our man I was listening to in our TV show in podcast form earlier today. I'll bring it up again when we get to the Richmond Gold Coast game because it's a funny thing that happened.
Okay. All right.
Next game, Friday night.
Sean. Yeah.
The heartbreaker.
How are you?
Did you watch the game?
Yep, you watched it with me.
Tom, you have the floor.
I watched the second half of this game.
We watched the first half. Can I say one happy thing from this game?
Go on.
So Sean was cooking Damo and I a delicious dinner when the game started. And can I just say, it was maybe one of the best. It was so good.
Was it your world famous slow cooked bolognese?
No.
It was a chicken shawarma.
Whoa!
In a wrap.
Whoa!
Cooked in the air fryer.
Whoa!
And it, Joel, I cannot tell you how fucking good it was.
Mm. Pretty happy with it.
Blew my dick into the roof.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good place for your dick to be.
Man, it took me so long to get it out. It was really wedged in there. And then I got it back on, and then I ate the second wrap. And went straight back in there.
Just two bullet holes in the ceiling.
But at the very start of the game, just to go on the journey that you went on in the space of 2.5 hours, at the start of the game, Hugh McCluggage marks the ball, tricky spot, and Sean comes up, looks at the TV, looks at me and goes, if he kicks this, we're winning the flag, and he kicked the first goal. And Sean and I high-fived, and it felt like anything was possible.
And then
it felt like we were floating on air.
Brisbane kicked 7 goals in the first quarter.
It was They looked good. They looked really good.
This is the thing. Brisbane's best is very good.
And their worst is
Carlton's
bad.
Carlton's best is very good. Both teams' worst is, like, horrendous.
Mm.
I think Carlton's worst is worse than Brisbane's worst, if that makes sense, even though Carlton won.
I saw someone criticize.
These are two bad teams.
Well, yes. I think the thing with Carlton is...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the thing with Carlton is their worst now is better than their worst last year, I think.
Their worst at the start of this game looked diabolically bad. Like, I couldn't believe how shit they looked. It's so embarrassing for Brisbane to lose this game.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Carlton played horribly bad for probably nearly a whole quarter, and Brisbane did the same thing.
Yep.
And that's kind of where it's at. And then.
First and third.
You got Charlie and Harry kicked 7 between them, I think, and Eric and Joe kicked 2.
Yeah.
And Link McCarthy kicked 2-3. I think Charlie Cameron kicked 2-3. Like, yeah. So ironically, Harry stands up and kicks straight, and Brisbane didn't. And I will say this, Carlton fans will groan. Umpiring across the board, probably. I thought the umpire was pretty shit.
Yes.
However, when you're up by 46 points, it's never going to be the umpire's fault.
Yeah.
Brisbane sucks shit. Made me sick to watch it. And what I realised is...
How many goals in a row did Carlton kick before you were like, oh, no.
Oh, no. As soon as they started, I was like, what are we doing? This is stupid. Getting into trouble here.
Because they kicked 8
and every
in
time
a row.
They cut to the box and Chris Fagan's chewing that fucking gum and he's like, what do I do? What's going on? There's no thoughts in my brain.
I
don't
can't
know
coach.
What to do. Brisbane, this thing that annoys me is because teams get on runs against Brisbane.
Yeah.
Who stands up and says, I'm the captain now. I'm going to put a stop to this because it's not Lachie Neale. Huey, I thought in the fourth quarter, Huey was doing some things. Then Tom pointed out to me in the third quarter, 0 touches. He vanished.
Yeah,
I think Stasevich is a guy that just throws his body in and says, come on, boys, let's fucking lift. Brisbane are a bit soft. I'll say they're mentally weak. I don't know. When the going gets tough, it's hard to stand up. The guy for Brisbane who, like, stands up and is the match winner, the one who wins it off his own boot, is Charlie Cameron.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you can do, though, when you play as a small forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
If your teammates are getting smashed up the field. It's frustrating.
But then when he was given the chances, he blew a lot of them.
He did blow them.
Yeah,
if he kicks straight, they win.
There was that snap that was very gettable, and he fucked it real
I think
bad.
He's so good that sometimes when he comes in, there's just laziness.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of
can't do
what
it. I'm sick of Lachie Neale today comes out and talks about, it's good that it happened now. It's good to learn these lessons. And it's like, you didn't learn any lessons last year. Like, why do you have to continually learn that, oh, shit, if we get complacent for a little bit during the game, other teams can get a momentum run on. It's just dumb shit. Leadership of Brisbane's a concern. I don't love footy. That became clear during the game. Something in my heart and my brain broke in the grand final last year, probably. Probably before that.
Yeah. It was probably one of the straight
sets.
That
was the glue clinging together, yeah. But just not loving it at the moment. I watched it and I wasn't Tom was watching it with me. I was animated and angry. Probably not as much as normal, though. I didn't feel as emotionally all in on it because I think I'm a broken man. I don't love it at the moment. Yeah. I know that's I'm a host on a show called How Good's Footy. I'm supposed to talk about how good footy is, and we haven't even fucking had round one of the season yet. But I'm a bit low on Brisbane.
Other footy though.
One other thing I will just say about Brisbane.
Yes.
I'm not going to watch them.
You done?
I don't want to watch them anymore. I need a little break. I think.
She just needs to check the scores.
Or the money ball thing I talked about perhaps is an option, maybe checking in a little bit but turning it off. Like, pardon me, I'm sitting there watching Carlton come back, getting just angry, so almost irrationally angry because I can't control the outcome. Yep. I can't do anything. And I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Could be playing Fortnite.
It's not bringing me any joy at the moment.
Yeah.
So I need to find some joy because footy's still good. There's always good stories in footy. We love footy. I've just got to watch some other footy and try and find some joy in that. But during the game, I was saying to Tom, I've got to find something else to love. Like, I've got to find another passion.
What was so funny is like, I might just have to get in on the basketball. And I'm like, I looked at Sean like, that'll help.
He reminded me who I barrack for. Like, yeah. Can't do that. Don't know. I need something new. People should email the show. This is a genuine, I'm not joking about this one.
What sport?
No, not even what sport. Just what brings you peace? I'm genuinely curious to know, where do you find peace? What is it for you? How do you fucking protect it?
Boys,
how do you cultivate peace? I'd like to know what inner peace is to certain people because it's different for everybody. For a long time for me, it was like Brisbane win a premiership, inner peace. Maybe I've got to find inner peace somewhere else.
Sure, can I ask you a question?
Putting too much pressure on footy, like I put too much pressure on Paddington 2.
Yes.
To lift my spirits sometimes.
And now Paddington 2's maybe fallen out of your top 10?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sean, can I just put something to you?
Please. So email the show.
Weekly segment, Sean's Ride to Inner Peace. You tell us about a different strategy on inner peace each week.
Well, yeah, I've got to go on the hunt. I need to know.
But I like this a lot.
I'm genuinely curious how other people do this.
Do you know what I think?
What is peace to you? How do you find it?
Do you know what I think?
Yeah.
Will help you love footy again.
Yeah.
And it could be good or bad because it could be winning the premiership.
It's too much pressure.
But
the likelihood of that's too you almost slim.
Need to, you almost need to be in Tom's spot where the premiership window is just shut.
But
Fuck you.
No, but the difference there is that Tom achieved the multiple in his adult life.
Because like that's the fear at the moment though, right? Brisbane.
Yeah. The window will close without success, yeah.
Yeah, but if that does happen,
yeah,
then it's the rebuild. And that's where this started.
Yeah.
Sean, let me put it to you like this. The window will open and close multiple times in your lifetime.
I'm aware of that.
In 10 years' time.
Yeah, you're back for us.
We're all more aware of it than you are, you fucking idiot.
No, but what I mean is that like, the road to peace is a long one.
Wait, I know.
Wait, yeah. Essendon's window is going to open again? Because it sure doesn't fucking feel like
it. It might not be your lifetime.
Draw Joel a window so he knows what one looks like.
This one's locked shut.
Essendon doesn't have a premiership window. They've got a wall.
No, Tom, I'm aware of that, but it's like I tie too much of my mental health into what Brisbane can achieve on a football field, and that's going to drive me fucking insane.
So you got to find, you got to tie it up with something else.
I'd be fascinated to know where people sort of go to. Where are you finding peace?
I'm excited for this. I'm excited for you to go on this quest.
Yeah.
I'm excited for one listener to email in, like first email we get about it with a suggestion and you just to get angry and be like, what do you mean? I'll kill you.
That's the journey.
Yeah.
That's the journey.
Kadeem Coleman, that's going to be a long journey back because he did his ACL and so did Doherty. I think you were telling me the fourth time, Tom?
Third
ACL, two bouts of cancer. Like, Doherty's been through hell, so that sucks fucking shit. We like the Doc on this show.
We do.
He is a TC, but he's a TC that I've officially forgiven.
Yep.
I've got great respect for
An Doherty. FTC. A forgiven TC.
Forgiven TC.
Yep.
Kadeem Coleman, that hurts Brisbane massively, and it hurts all of us at this table massively with our fantasy teams.
Yeah,
that's such a shame.
My backline had to get shuffled.
Fucking did it like 2 seconds before halftime and...
And he looked...
ACLs are the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
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 So, both players obviously can...
Thinking about my dad? My dad who did his ACL and didn't tell anybody for 16 weeks or something. And won't get surgery because he doesn't need it.
We saw him recently and he was going down a set of stairs and I thought, you might have to buy the man a Stairmaster.
He just keeps going.
Yeah. He's a JC.
I said to him, like, you got to watch your movement. You can't change direction suddenly. What did he say? He's just something like,
he said, yeah.
All you got to do is walk in a straight line.
He just said, I just got to move on this plane. Yeah. Just made a gesture with his hand of like horizontal, straight lining it.
JC, what are you doing? What's your inner piece? Email the show.
The farm.
He's done the JCL.
Both Doherty and Coleman are out for the season officially.
Yes.
The injury report just came
out. Really brutal.
Congrats to Carlton. Carlton's good. Is very good.
Yep.
Carlton's bad is really dog shit. And that's why I do believe we watched two bad teams play on Friday.
Mm.
Yep. Two teams that aren't there yet.
I will also say, though, that at the end of the game, and I said this in the Chaotic Footy chat I'm part of, which I think has some members of it that listen to this show, so hello. It did look like Michael Voss had gotten off a flight where he was riding on the outside of the plane directly after the game.
There was one moment, Sean, where even though it was your opposition, where when Mackay marked the ball, Vossie pumped the air, and it was nice to see him have joy.
I'm glad Voss finds joy.
Well, when
glad your dad's happy.
Yeah,
that's it.
Both of them.
Paternity test pending. Yeah.
That's big that Voss was pumping the air before he kicked it too, though, because that means he backed him in pretty hard.
Had faith. Vossie's always going to do that, though. He learned that.
Tom might be wrong. That vision might have been after he kicked the goal.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think, in fact, it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. But also,
could say? Sean, I'm not in the water right now. I'm not cooking.
This is true. Joel, I have found when Tom's in the water, smartest man alive.
Yeah.
He's an ocean boy.
The moment he gets dry.
Our toes were tickled by the biggest stingray I've ever seen in my entire life. And Tom just didn't have a care in the world.
Does that make him clever, though?
There was a smaller one. He didn't have a care in the world about that. When the big one came, it was time to get out of the water and have a beer.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was thirsty before the stingray.
But I knew that Tom was a shark boy, as people who listen to Scaredy Boys will know, but yep. I didn't know that he was like just a full-on ocean boy. Like, he fucking knows everything. He was spitting facts. Maybe they were all wrong. Who knows? There was no one there to correct him.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
Maybe that's why the ocean sent the stingray to get you out of the fucking water.
Like, stop talking shit about my house, dickhead. Anything else to say on this game?
Harry Mackay's kicking will probably be fixed now. Kicking that goal.
Fixed forever? Fixed
for the foreseeable future.
I don't know. We've only got one game. I need a larger sample size. I'm right, aren't I?
What round is Gather Round?
Four.
All right. That's probably the next time I'll watch Brisbane play.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think that because Harry Mackay's kicking bit fucked, but like as in like his actual kicking action was bit fucked. But he also did win a Coleman. And it's not like he's changed his kicking style.
2021 Coleman.
Yeah, but
COVID effect.
He's a confidence boy.
Yeah.
He's still a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to believe in Harry.
And now that he's
kicking. Don't trade Harry. Well, there's all that talk forever.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we've got Charlie. If you've got two, keep two.
Keep two.
Look what it did to Brisbane. Harris Andrews. That guy just needs to learn how to man up, honestly. What's he doing?
What was your thoughts on Gardner forward? You were like, you wanted to see it?
I don't know. I don't know where I stand on it. Like, it was okay, but who fucking knows? Then he had to swing back because the back line sucked. I just don't know with Brisbane, mate. Don't know what they're doing. Don't know.
Time will tell.
We kind of wish the season was longer. That's what I like about the NBA. Like, we have this thing where we go, we don't care until after the All-Star break.
Yep.
It's all just, it's important to get the wins and stuff, but after the All-Star break is when things matter, whereas the footy season, it's like.
Matters from the get-go.
It feels bad that Brisbane's already lost because I look at their run ahead. So the next game, they're travelling to Perth to take Freo. I know Freo weren't great last year, but travelling over there to take them on, that's really, like, that's tough.
It's a danger game.
Then they've got Collingwood, Easter Thursday.
Jesus Christ.
And if they're already mentally weak, I'd hate to see what's going to happen there. And then.
Melbourne.
Yeah, and then I think, yeah, is it Melbourne?
I think so, the G.
Oh, no, then it's Gather Round and then Melbourne at the G and then there's a trip to the Giants early in the year too. Like, it can all go fucking up very quickly.
It could be like 2-5.
Yeah. And then top four is hard and, you know, Brisbane, what are they going to do? Yeah, whatever. Getting too far ahead of ourselves. Win a fucking game first.
Next game.
Next game.
I tell you what, the Queensland footy might not be doing well in Brisbane, but just down the road on the Gold Coast, it's looking juicy.
One thing about the footy tipping.
Yeah.
I believe friend of the show, Jason, is currently first.
Yep.
No one in our comp got four right.
Yeah.
He got three. Margin of zero. So what does that tell you? Wait, no. What was the margin game? Oh, it wasn't Brisbane.
No, it was Sydney.
No, my theory's out the window. Sorry, Jason. I thought that he tipped the he tipped Carlton to win by one and I was going to have a go at him for having no confidence.
Yeah.
No, retract that. Jason, well done. Go Blues.
Fuck.
Yeah, Gold Coast, Richmond. I think it is good for footy when Gold Coast and GWS are playing exciting footy. And they, at one point, the score was, I think, 74-7 Gold Coast's way.
I don't know if it matters so much for GWS anymore.
No, but I think it's exciting to watch. They're doing exciting stuff.
Gold Coast is different. It's a different beast. I know they came in a similar time and everything, but like the Giants have had success in the sense that they've been in a grand final, they've been in prelims, they've done this and that, whereas Gold Coast have achieved nothing. So, yeah, to see them be good, good for the game, good for Queensland.
So this is where I'll bring up something that we've already touched on very briefly, that maybe Richmond are just a very shit team and this game means nothing.
Mm. I think they are a shit team.
Because I was listening to the Footy Classified podcast, which I would not recommend.
Why the fuck are you doing this to yourself?
Not this week, because as when Brisbane are bad, I don't take in the footy podcast. So I don't want to hear it, frankly. I listen to Footy Classified.
Is it because it's impossible to find out what time it's on TV?
That's one of the main reasons, yeah.
It's also
a
juicy podcast. I'm not
going
to lie.
They just take the TV show audio.
Yep. Yep. And Tom, sometimes, because it's a TV show, they're doing visual stuff.
Yeah.
Like Lordo's pointing at a screen and telling you about tactics and shit. It's just audio on a podcast. Yep.
What the fuck is going on there?
It's insane. Blame Hutchie.
Yeah.
Hutchie's an idiot.
He'd just be like, oh, this is a second way to monetize it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he's got to do something because he's broke.
Who was on it?
It was Hutchie, Kane Corns, Caro, and Lloydie.
That's a good panel.
Yeah, it's a good panel.
I don't listen to the podcast when they occasionally have Sam McClure on there because I can't stand that cunt. I stand by that.
Does Eddie still host it on Wednesdays?
There was a time when, it was Eddie and Damo Barrett and
Ross Lyon.
Was Corns on the one you listened to, did you say? Yeah, I think Lordo's the one that's on both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the other people are.
Well, I'll find out in a couple of days.
You will.
That's
the shit one, though. The Monday one's the juicy one.
Yeah. Well, also, because you're getting, like, the news just straight off the... Because I feel like the one on Monday is,
but also, like Eddie's just shit.
Yeah, Eddie is shit.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah. And Damien Barrett. Ugh.
Hey, do you always remember that time we tweeted that Eddie should be fired from his job, fired from his family, and fired from a cannon to the sun, and The Age then included it as part of their live update of the game?
And then
you can guarantee that he saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also that their comment to add to that tweet was, ouch.
Oh, that was great. That was good shit.
It was like, here at How Good's Footy, we endorse an Essendon comeback. We also endorse Eddie McGuire being fired from his job, fired from his family, and fired from a cannon into the sun.
Oh, that's so good. Fired from his family is such a good bit.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
But yeah, basically.
It's been a shit. Is the takeaway. Well,
Caro was like, oh, this is good for Gold Coast. And like Brendan Gale, Richmond CEO, it's recently come out. It's not confirmed yet, but he's probably leaving Richmond this year. End of an era. He's worked there for like 30 years at this point.
Will he do the whole year?
Yes, because apparently his contract, they require 6 months' notice if he's leaving. So they will be like, stay till the end of the season. And then he'll be working for the Tasmanian Devils, which is officially the Tasmanian team.
That is official. Very quietly announced last week in the lead up to opening round, I think because the AFL doesn't want to go too hard and noisy because Tassie are about to have an election that may be hinging on a stadium.
Yeah.
And they've said that they won't create the new team if there isn't a new stadium.
Yeah, I think this has been quiet because I feel like that there's going to be a lot of backstepping and a lot of people trying to goalposts will be moved.
Yeah. Mm. Gil, I think, has fucked Dylan a little bit. He's handed him a bit of a mess, despite the fact that he said, I'm going to stay on and make sure everything's all good. And then there's the concussion lawsuit. There's the Tassie thing. There's a whole host of shit that Dylan has to pick up.
Footy's fucked.
Yeah.
Footy's a bit fucked. You know what, though? I like Laura Kane.
Okay.
And I like Andrew Dylan. I hope.
Mm. Prove it.
But yeah.
Prove it. Yeah. Prove it.
Anyway, Caro was talking about how this was good for Gold Coast, and then Kane was like, well, I don't know what Richmond thought was going to happen. They're a bad team. They're going to finish bottom. Like, just drive by is just like, they're a bottom four team. And yeah, then just going in on the Taranto and Hopper thing. Also kind of shitty at Hardwick for bringing those players in.
Well, brought them in, sold the future, and then immediately walked out.
Yeah.
And like, on one hand, I'm happy for Gold Coast, but it's awkward because it means Hardwick is getting reward for being a bit of a fuckhead. You'd be pretty flat if you were Taranto or Hopper, where you've left the Giants, who are right in the prime, to go to Richmond, who are probably, I mean, Uze probably doesn't want to try and do a big rebuild. He might try to see what he can get through this year, but they're going to have to rebuild. But they don't have the picks. They've traded, like, they traded the farm for Lynch. They did the same for Hopper and Taranto.
They'll get a pick this year, Tom. Have they got one still?
Yes, they probably do.
Yeah, they'll get a top four pick this year.
Maybe.
Unless they've traded.
Unless they traded their future picks to GWS.
They might have traded future first already.
Not in the GWS one. You don't trade that far ahead, do you?
Might have been.
Funny they did. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They got anyone left they can trade? They've still got decent players. It's just a lot of them are old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were missing, like, Tom Lynch in the team's huge.
Yes. Yeah.
So he didn't play, and Dusty Martin didn't play. Who knows what he is anymore. They're just shit. Gold Coast looked horrible in the preseason and, like, started out looking a bit shit, didn't they, in this game?
And then just steadied.
Yeah.
That midfield. Well, I think
Richmond's just going to be shit this year.
Yeah.
But it's as simple as that.
That Gold Coast midfield of Raoul, Miller, and Anderson, with Witts feeding it down to them. Jeez, Matty Raoul, 20 clearances.
You know, part of me's happy for the Gold Coast and for Queensland. If things get cooking, that's great. But yep. Another part is like, so you should be good, you fucking idiot. You've had 5 million first round draft picks and done jack shit for a decade. Yeah. Made the sport look bad. You should be good.
There's a bit of whispers of Gold Coast to the club having a bit of a silk too.
Have a silk about what?
About in the future players probably not wanting to go there because the cost of living in the Gold Coast has skyrocketed recently. So it had whispers of like, AFL, please give us more money.
Bring the cola back for Brisbane and for Gold Coast and Sydney and GWS.
I'm actually not against that personally.
No. The fact that they only got rid of it because Eddie McGuire.
But then I'm
complained.
Not Eddie McGuire having a big fucking sook. You're part of the richest club in the fucking country, apart from West Coast probably, but Jesus. Yeah. Eddie can go get fucked. Why are we talking about Eddie so much?
Yeah. back to Gold Coast. Really great to see Gold Coast do well.
They did concede 6 goals in the third quarter to 3 behinds.
They did, but then normally Gold Coast of old, I think, would have shit the bed a bit. They steadied and kicked away again in the last.
They would shit the bed if they were playing a good team.
Look, I'm just happy. I'm trying to find the How Good's Footy boys, and the How Good's Footy is
You're
in
talking
How Good
to
Gold
the
Coast
wrong
play.
Man, Tom.
I'm talking to Joel. That you get on the Gold Coast. They were good boys.
I'm
happy for them. It's good.
Out of the two expansion teams, I like Giants significantly more.
I also like Giants significantly more. So
I
maybe
like that they're like the bad guy. They're just like, yeah, we're the cunt team. That's fine. But we're not like cunts in the same way that like Collingwood are cunts. They're just like, yeah.
We're cheeky cunts.
Yeah.
They're the heels of the AFL and they know it and they love it.
Mm.
They're the orange team, boys.
Yeah. Anyway, well, speaking of the Giants, next game. Giants
so juicy when they were going.
Giants said, hey, Collingwood, how's that hangover? Fuck you.
Yeah, it was good. Really, really good. Do you know what was really good?
What?
The lead up to this game where Mason Cox talked a lot, got a bit mouthy over a long period of time, and then to halftime of this game had zero touch.
Well, that's what they meant when they said, like, didn't the Giants say a while ago, well, you know, we look forward to playing you if you get picked in the team.
And a lot of people, like, a lot of Collingwood supporters have already come out being like, yeah, we're the reigning premiers. It's like, hey, that was last year, cunt.
Mm.
You needed to beat the Giants. You didn't. They shredded them. The Giants took that forward line, which is like, yes, they've got stars everywhere else, but that forward line is very like, it's Jesse Hogan, a few other rookies. Toby Green's like the big one, obviously, in that forward line.
That's a good forward line.
It's a good forward line.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
But I like
that they're not, there's other forward lines that are better or something.
No, just the way the
Toby Green, Jesse Hogan. Jesse Hogan's a good player.
Hear me out.
Number one draft pick.
The way the forward line has been built is, you know, not a traditional build of a forward line. Yes, Cadman's there, but he's still very young. Mm. Callum Brown's an Irish rookie, and he kicked 5 goals and looked fucking unreal. Hogan's, you know, third club, you know, was going to be, you know, this is your last chance sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They took Collingwood to school. Do you want to know a great stat that I learned from the weekend?
Please.
So GWS's whole thing last year was like forward line pressure. Collingwood clearly went into a game where they pressed really high up the ground to try to combat the way the Giants were going to play footy.
Yep.
So the Giants, which love to tackle in their forward 50, I think laid one tackle in their forward 50 for the whole game, and they just went for precision fuck you football.
Are they the premiership favourites now?
I thought they would. They might have been premiership favourites. Not favourites, one of the premiership favourites coming into this season. I reckon they absolutely go the whole way.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
I think Brisbane are probably still favourites, provided that...
Why?
Because Carlton are also up
on
there.
On what evidence?
Because it's not like...
I don't know how you can have a premiership favourite. There's all bad teams.
I think...
GWS are a good team, Sean.
Damn it, they are pretty good.
The four teams that I would reckon would be in discussion would be Collingwood, Brisbane, Giants.
Port Adelaide, perhaps. Carlton.
Oh, and Carlton, that was the other team.
Sydney's in the mix.
I don't think Sydney and Port Adelaide are quite there yet.
I need to see
Port were, like, top four all year last year, pretty much.
There were rumours going into the last two rounds it was going to be Port... It was Brisbane-Port grand final.
What do you mean rumors?
Like that was like people were like, not rumors. What's the word I'm looking for? Chatter.
Was there rumors in the umpiring department?
Speculation. There was speculation.
Yeah. There was a lot of people like looking at the way things are going.
Opinions.
Yeah. Opinions were saying. Yeah.
Predictions. Perhaps?
Predictions is probably, we're getting there.
Predictions
is
what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, fair enough.
Sean, I'm very dry. So, you know, my brain's not working.
This is true.
Callan Ward, though, did his shoulder 6 to 8 weeks.
And yeah, someone else did in the Melbourne game too, 6 and 8 week
injury. Bowers.
Jake Bowie.
He broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
It's just shit injuries.
Round zero.
All of the injuries in round zero, I think, were like six plus weeks.
Never sure.
And every team, not every team.
Collingwood didn't have any, Gold Coast didn't have any, Richmond didn't have any.
Bring back round one.
Well Sean, great news. Round one's next week. This week.
Who's playing?
Well.
Everyone.
What a novel idea.
Wow.
I don't hate round zero. I just wish everyone played. That's all. I liked it.
Well, before we get to round one, I guess it's probably worth looking at something very ridiculous because for the first time in AFL history, Gold Coast Suns are on top of the ladder.
Is that the first time?
Yep. Hey, out of the teams that played, who's on the bottom of the ladder of the teams that played football?
Richmond.
And?
So you're looking for Collingwood, but that's just not true.
Yeah, okay, are they second? Second last?
They're seventh, yes.
Lol. Sucked in, dickheads.
So the ladder as it currently stands, there's only eight teams. Gold Coast, GWS, Sydney, Carlton are top four, and then Brisbane, Melbourne, Collingwood, Richmond.
The Collingwood-Sydney game is suddenly very juicy Friday night at the G.
I think it always was.
Well, I think it definitely always was, but now... Now it's really juicy.
It would be interesting if Collingwood came up for Easter Thursday staring down the barrel of 0-3.
That would be huge.
Because Brisbane will be the same.
You're not going to lose to Freo.
How do you know?
You're not going to.
Because I've fucking watched football.
It's in Freo.
Yeah.
Have you seen Freo lately, Sean?
Freo is shit.
Freo should be good.
No, they should be.
Sack the coach then.
They'll probably. The news I'm hearing from listening
you barrack
to the
for
sounding
Essendon,
board.
Don't you dare tell me we should travel over there and win.
You should.
That's what I mean. If
you're
Essendon were playing Freo, I'd be like, oh, we're a sniff here. And I barrack for Essendon.
It's all over. Going to lose to North and gather around.
So we'll just go get through, because obviously there wasn't that many games in opening round. Thoughts. Opening round, should it stay or should it go?
I think it should, but have every team play.
So then just call it round one?
It should just be round one.
Correct.
And they should focus on the Queensland, New South Wales
stuff. I do like it. I do like it.
In the round. It feels to me like they only did it because they didn't want to piss off Richmond v Carlton at the G sort of thing. Like,
just make that round two. Who cares?
Have the NRL committed to
Vegas for the next 4 years? Yep. Have.
Then have it the same fucking weekend.
That's too early, though.
Well, then just
that's the week. That's the week before.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's a shorter preseason.
Just go. Just
cooking
go.
Weather.
Don't necessarily do that. Still target the northern stuff. That was good, but then have every team play.
Really fuck with the fixture. Have round one while the NRL's in Vegas. Then every team gets a bye.
Want to capture all the media? Round one, Christmas Day.
Every team plays each other in one game at the G.
And then you have a few months off and we start the season. With opening round is Christmas Day. Round one, March.
Opening round Christmas Day. Every team plays at the MCG in one game. The middle of the ground you can't play on because of cricket pitches there. Yep.
And because of the Players Day, Association holiday leave and everything, no training in the lead up to opening round.
Yep.
just go, have at it.
Just go.
Yeah.
All right. So round one of the AFL yep. season officially commences on Thursday, which is tomorrow if you're listening to this when the episode comes out.
Richmond Carlton, baby.
I like Thursday night football.
I love it too.
It's good.
Yeah.
You'd love it even more if you liked footy.
Did I say I don't like footy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I like Thursdays.
I like Thursdays.
So Carlton v Richmond. Carlton will probably win by 40 to 60 points.
Yeah, Carlton going to beat the shit out of them.
Depends which Carlton shows up.
Okay.
It actually won't matter. Bad Carlton will show up for a half and then still win by 10 goals.
Sean, if bad Carlton show up for three quarters... If bad Carlton play four quarters of football,
they'll win by 20 points.
I think they'll beat Richmond by 15 points.
I think that's one of the scary parts of going for a team that is like supposed to be good. Is just that fear of like, is the bad one going to show up today?
Is the bad Carlton in the room with us now?
Oh god.
So yeah, that'll be that. I mean, it could. It won't be. I don't know. Who knows? If bad Carlton show up, it might be at least a little bit exciting for.
Yeah, you actually want bad Carlton to show up, so it's a. Like a close contest. Yeah.
Lynch and Martin apparently will both be available.
Lynch is back.
Yep. They held them both out, apparently, Lynch because they were worried about the tight turnaround.
Oh,
Lynch. I've heard rumours Lynch and Martin will play.
Yeah. I'm sure Lynch will be good in his first game back.
Worth noting, Carlton had so many missing players against Brisbane.
Yeah.
Wietering and Walsh.
Like Wietering Walsh, and there was...
They lost Doherty pretty early.
Doherty went out early. Silvani didn't play. All the Carlton fans are telling you that they're missing 10 of their best players. I think they counted Elijah Hollands in there. Even though he's never played a fucking game. Thing.
I don't think they're missing 10 of their best players.
Well, at the very least, Wietering and Walsh.
Yeah,
and Doherty, enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, maybe Richmond have a little sniff. They stand for anything, they have a sniff.
Yeah. Uze goes down and goes, okay,
I think they stand
you're deleting,
for nothing.
You're giving me back all your premiership. Because you know how he took down all the photos of the premierships?
What?
Have you not heard about this?
No, what the fuck?
When Uze got there, there's a big mural of one of the premierships on the wall. When he first got to the club.
I was out of the country.
And the first thing he did, he was like,
I was trying to find peace.
Take that down. That's the past.
I don't worry about that. I think that's dumb as shit.
He also put a big camel on the roof of Richmond. And they've got to think like camels when they play football.
This guy's going to destroy that fucking football club. This has got Mark Neal at Melbourne written all over it. What the fuck? Why would you? Oh. You can't take down the history. You got boys who are playing there. Like, that's my achievement, you piece of shit. Man, I mean, Uze, what was he, the assistant coach at Melbourne, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In the last few years, but they've done jack shit, so.
I mean, during one of the years that he was assistant coach, they did win a premiership.
Yeah, that was so long ago, mate. We're not looking in the rearview mirror.
It's not looking in the past. Take the photo down.
Yeah.
Back to Footy Classified real quick. Caroline Wilson, there was two drive-by just like...
Richmond?
No, so Kane Corns, this one's on Melbourne, but Kane Corns did the Richmond are going to finish bottom four. And Caro was like talking about their culture. It was like, obviously they got a problem. The men's and women's team both went out in straight sets in the finals. And I think that's when they were both favorites to win, basically. And I think that definitely speaks to the culture. And like, she's pretty... The drive-by there was just like, oh, also the women's team is also bad news. Like, the whole club's fucked.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all for the women's team.
Why?
Are they even at the same base? Like,
yeah, no, but as in, like, doesn't necessarily, just because they're not mingling doesn't mean they
the reason. I mean, the reason that Melbourne lost to Geelong is that Simon Goodwin was there applauding them as they ran out onto the ground, and the vibes from him made them bad.
I don't know. I just think we're talking about two different competitions.
Also, apparently Petrarca... Salem and a couple of other Melbourne players not happy that Oliver's playing.
Really?
Yeah. Culture, like, as in, like, so the. Well, Max Gorn, very forgiving.
I'm shocked that he was picked for opening round. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Barely did a preseason.
I think he should have to earn his spot back.
Because I saw him pop up in fantasy and his price was, you know, near the million or whatever. Like, there wasn't any discount for him being a fuckhead.
Yeah.
And thinking, there's no point grabbing him because he's barely going to play in the first month, probably.
Well, there's no point.
What's his conditioning like?
No point
like all of that, but not even the conditioning. Now you're talking about the
wait till he drops to 600,000.
The actual his teammates who were like, "Well, what the fuck? We put our heads down and try and get it done, and then you're letting this dipshit play."
Well, he had 30 touches as well.
What did you do with them?
Let's find out how effective.
Same shit for Melbourne.
It's just gained.
Bomb it in the forward line. See what happens.
That's literally what they did.
Meters gained 417.
Yeah, no, meters gained. He's usually Oliver loves to just pump it inside 50. What was his efficiency?
His efficiency was...
It's going to be high.
It'll be in the 60s.
70.
Cunt. Oh, that's actually pretty good.
It's okay.
Well, 30 disposals, 10 of them were contested as well. And he's going at 70%. That's actually, considering he didn't have a preseason.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good.
Fuck, that's all right.
I refuse to respect him. I'm a big fan of Petrarca, so.
Well, I'm a big
Sean.
That changed in the offseason, Joel. I don't know if I've talked to you about this.
Yep.
I love Christian Petrarca.
Why Sean? Do?
I used to hate him, as I hate all of Melbourne.
Yep.
I just like him on Instagram. He does good cooking videos. Good recipes on track.
His vibe in those cooking videos is so fucking weird.
No, I think it's great.
People are talking about him being a media personality when he retires, and I don't see what they see in him.
How dare you? Have you watched these videos?
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
He's like a cooking show on Channel 7.
Let him cook. What's wrong with him?
He doesn't want to let him cook. That's the problem.
He's just...
Let him cook!
He's telling you a recipe.
No, I know, but he's always just like... The way he's
talking...
Bring
your chef's hat back. You don't respect good cooking.
I respect the cooking.
All right, what's the problem with him?
It's just like in the same thing. He has exactly the same energy he does in the Cash Converters commercial where it's like you don't seem like you've had like any media training. He's not like a
He's focused on the task at hand. He wanted a PS5 and he wants you to have a good, healthy meal.
Here's the thing. I think the issue is that he's good. He's not Bont in the Amy ad though.
I don't care about the Bont right now. Petrarca. He seems like a good boy.
Yeah, he does.
And he's making good dishes and I respect him.
All right.
That's all I want to say.
Where he breaks up the...
A little bit of everything. It's fantastic.
Oh, if anything, would go down a treat right now.
Petrarca, slow down a little bit.
Cooking too much.
Trying to follow along. Yeah. Come on.
Next game, Collingwood versus Sydney. We just spoke about this. It's going to be juicy.
Brody Grundy against his actual old team.
All right, yeah.
MCG?
Yeah.
Prime time. They're unfurling the flag, apparently.
I don't know why you brought that up, but...
No,
cunt.
Yeah, big cunt.
Yep.
He knows it too.
Yeah, I guess.
Sound time I've heard him silent.
Yeah.
I have nothing back to say? Nothing.
I need to get wet.
Yeah.
Next time your mum calls you when you're driving and says, "How's Sean?" Now you can tell her, well, he was okay until I mentioned the fucking premiership flag.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't okay. Sorry, Joel, continue.
I think Collingwood will probably get up, but.
Yeah. Also, Tom, it's all right. Because having watched a little bit of the Collingwood GWS game, it's just constant reminders of premierships, isn't it?
It's bad.
Oh, there's that premiership player. Oh, geez, he played well in the grand final.
Did you
the
see
little
them?
Pre-game package Did, where they, yeah. they're showing? Oh, boy.
Did you see?
First time I've seen some of that stuff, so it was grim.
Did you see the commentary? There was a passage of play where Nick Dacos did a very normal kick, and Jesus Christ, it's like he may have he pulled off the most... Oh, look at the athleticism there. He took three steps and kicked a short pass to somebody.
It was a 15-meter kick. I've seen this footage.
Who was commentating?
Who do you reckon?
BT?
Yep.
So he turned water into cum.
Yeah.
So after Thursday and Friday, then Saturday rolls around, and you got the dregs starting to happen now.
Yeah.
We're going to this game.
Hey, how's the footy going to the footy?
SNMV. How did they talk me into it?
I just bought the tickets and you didn't have a choice.
Essendon versus Hawthorn at the MCG.
No, I know how I got you there.
Yeah.
I bribed you with comics beforehand.
That's true.
Literally, I feel like we're going to comics.
It's like I'm trying to take a kid to the doctor and I'm like, now we'll go to get a comic beforehand. Yep. That's how I've got you there.
I'm in. Oh, how good's footy?
I'm going to read some of the comics I bought last time I was there so I can buy volume 2.
Ooh, what's the comic?
Righteous Thirst for Vengeance.
I heard that's so good.
Yeah. It's only like a 6-issue trade. I can smash with that in one sitting.
Absolutely.
And then.
Oh, bragging. Jeez.
So we're on the Hawks? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we're on the Hawks.
Yeah. I've got the scarf ready.
So.
I don't think I can physically barrack for the Hawks.
No, I would never. No. Sorry, Granddad. I'm not sorry.
I would also say that this period of time is probably the easiest it would have been for either of you to get around Essendon because we have like a relatively likable team at the
Feels
moment.
Feels like a clean slate.
Yeah.
Round one.
I like Harry Jones. I like 200-centimeter Peter.
They haven't played me yet and no one's like, none of your players have had a lingering tackle on a player that I like or something.
Yeah.
I'm not holding that grudge and wanting to kill your whole team.
Yeah. And also every time Essendon played Brisbane of recent, minus that birthday game where we went to where Tipper kicked 8.
Oh, yeah.
But prior to that, every moment after that, Brisbane usually wins by 40-plus points.
That's true.
Essendon gets like 17 injuries.
And I get so angry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you let Essendon kick 2 late goals.
Yeah. Yep. The nerve of them. Do I have an Essendon scarf? I don't think I do. Are you guys starting to have a really wild scarf collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I did, but I gave my West Coast one that we wore to the 2018 grand final to Amanda's dad. He's a West Coast supporter.
Really? Okay.
There's some special memories in that scarf. I hope he cherishes it.
I kept that scarf. I've got that one. I've got the Giants one.
Yep.
What have I got?
I've still got all my badges that we've bought.
I've got my granddad's Hawthorn one.
I got Sydney Essendon.
I've got a Carlton one.
Sydney Essendon, GWS.
That's the dog one.
Yep.
That's the fucking dog one.
I wore it to a Geelong Carlton game.
Yeah, that's
because
funny.
The colours are quite similar. Yeah. Tom thought the whole game that I was wearing a Geelong scarf. No.
I was suspicious very early.
I was just anticipating a Carlton win and I was ready for the train ride home.
Yeah. I've also picked up just like random stuff, not just scarves. I have a Sydney Swans and a GWS cap.
Okay. You have a Sydney beanie, don't you?
Yeah, yep. Sydney beanie.
You infamously wore it and claimed
we all
a
have
fan.
Sydney beanies. Because we went to the footy once with Gemma and she gave us all beanies and then she told us we could keep.
I don't remember that.
I've still got one.
I don't have a beanie.
I don't think that's what happened.
I don't think I got a beanie.
I think you got given a beanie and then she
said
you can
Gemma
keep it.
Gave away fucking beanies and said, keep these beanies.
Well, I definitely have a beanie that Gemma gave me and she told me to keep it.
I've got a Where's Wally beanie, which is basically a Sydney Swans beanie.
Yeah, our collection's getting pretty out of hand.
Yeah.
I think I've got a port scarf somewhere.
That makes sense.
What's the temperature like when we go?
Oh, it's going to be 29.
No, it's not scarf weather.
No.
It might be cowboy hat weather, though.
Oh!
I got an Essendon cap, so that should be all right.
Yeah. I'll be wearing a Geelong hat. So I can then just go straight down the highway to the Geelong game later that night.
Yeah, I think the coach's jacket might have to stay at home because bit warm for
it. Yeah, I don't know when I'll be wearing my one next.
June.
Brought it with me to the island with us, Tom, on the weekend.
Did you really?
Yep.
Just in case.
When were you going to wear it? Because it was 37.
Yeah, I know. I just thought, put it on for 5 minutes after.
Yep.
Soak in the win that never happened.
Next game, GWS take on North Melbourne.
Oh, I'm going to tip North.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Sometimes have a magic happens.
Yeah. I'm going to be probably loopholing Tom Green.
Yeah, I think everyone will. Yeah. Is that a Sunday game?
No, that's Saturday at the magical time of 4:35.
Yes, okay. Yeah, prime time.
AFL's trying to bury that one.
Geelong versus St Kilda. When this is the 7:30 game, you know you fucked up some of the scheduling. although, I guess there's two games Saturday night.
We played a close game with them last year that knocked us out of the finals and kept them in contention. Also, it's our opening of the Joel Selwood stand.
Oh, okay.
And then
full house, baby.
Sell out. What's that going to be?
40,000.
Wow. Can't wait to finally watch a Geelong game and not
see the crowd.
The TV. Yep. Yeah. Because, God, that was a rough couple of years.
They should name a seat after the tradie who sat there and caught footies for 3 or 4 years.
There should be a statue of him, like, with his hands up, ready to catch a ball.
Yeah.
Sean, let me little secret. He never caught a single ball. It would miss him, and then he'd have to walk through the seats for 5 minutes to get it and throw it back.
Then we've got Gold Coast versus Adelaide at 8:10.
Where's same that? Night.
People's First Stadium in the Gold Coast.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
What? People's First?
Yeah, so
People First.
It was Heritage Bank, the Heritage Bank.
So this is Metricon, right?
And yep. Yeah, Metricon went bust.
But this is the same stadium.
Yes. So Heritage Bank.
It's called People First Stadium.
Because it's a bank. Okay. People's First Bank.
I was going to say I love that, but I don't love the bank.
No, banks are bad.
Banks can go kiss my ass.
Yeah. If you're a bank and you're listening, fuck off.
Stop listening, bank. Or give us money.
Sean needs the money. He's not sure what for, but he'd like it.
For one of my new passions that you're going to email the show about.
What about woodwork?
I do love woodwork.
Yeah.
I'm already in that realm.
Yeah. Sean,
I just maybe could ramp it up.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to
I'll
go to
tell
flight
you what,
school?
This is going to sound dangerous given my mood. My next woodworking little thing, I'm making a knife.
You're making a
knife?
Like
I'm making the handle for the knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Flight school, I heard. Yeah. Sorry?
How much does flight school cost?
When I looked it up after I watched Top Gun Maverick, it was going to be in the realm of $7,000 to $15,000.
Well, give us some money.
Yeah, give me $15,000 and buy me a plane.
Yeah, I guess that's the...
Then I can die like John Denver. And who was that composer that rattled me? James Horner.
Yeah.
He died... Did you know that he was dead, Joel?
I only knew when you told me.
Yeah. I found out, and it had happened like 7 years previously.
Yeah.
I still think it was so funny us being at the footy talking about John Denver, and then you messaged me later being like, John Denver died. And I'm like, today? And you're like, nah, like 13 years ago.
No, like in the 70s or something.
Sunday, Melbourne versus Western Bulldogs.
Oh.
Juicy game.
Where's that one? MCG?
MCG. Yep. Doggies.
Dogs for me.
Dogs. Melbourne is shit.
Melbourne is shit.
I think Bont could win that game by himself. That's how shit Melbourne
also, I love Bont so much.
I actually do love Bont. I think I disrespected him earlier. Still love the Bont.
Libba also looked fucking good in preseason.
Love Libba as well.
What, Tom, you looking?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just my face.
They still got the same coach, the Dogs?
Yes.
That's a bit disappointing. I'm always going to struggle to get behind them. What we kind of need for the Dogs is probably for them to lose their first five games.
So that Bever gets fired mid-season?
Yep. He gets fired. Who's there in an assistant capacity at the moment?
They make Bont the coach as
well. Not Rowan Smith, because they sacked him.
Coach, it's an all-new team. I don't know who's there, but I know that they did the big, like, Hardwick restructure around him.
Okay.
They were like, we could fire our coach or we could fire everyone except the coach.
The Dogs are really interesting this year because Bevo is off contract. Is that right? Is his final year?
No.
I thought it was.
When did he renew?
When they restructured around him, I think he renewed.
No way. Yeah, no chance that happened. They restructured after last season.
Yes.
And you're telling me that in that period, they extended Luke Beveridge's contract.
I believe so.
I will dispute that because
why would they restructure around someone not renewing
their
contract?
Oh, of course. Give him one more crack. There's no way they extended his deal last year, surely. If they did, it would have been at the start of last year before they
December 15, 2022. He signed on to the end of the 2025 season.
2022?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we signed on to 2025.
Well, that wasn't the end
of
last
season. We've
got another
2 years.
So that was the year before.
Yeah, so he signed
it. So they panicked, and now they're going to pay him out this year when things go tits up.
Yeah.
If they do. Bevo loves being in a corner.
Bevo loves a
story.
And
I'm backing him into the biggest corner of all time. You're welcome, Bulldogs.
Get in there.
Port Adelaide versus West Coast.
Port.
I think Port will it's in Adelaide as well.
Yeah,
I think there's
West
a
Coast.
Pretty big choice.
I think Port will probably just get over the line.
Yeah.
There. Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe 60 points.
Yeah. Good luck, Harley Reid.
In the first quarter?
Well, there could be. It could be explosive.
It could be a murder.
It's funny to roll into round one and be like, we're going to beat this team by 120 points.
I would love it if they do. Just be ruthless.
Yeah.
Sorry to West Coast fans, but. That's what you're.
Do you reckon if
you're cannon fodder this year?
Do you reckon if that happens, Adam Simpson's done?
What, do you reckon, round one?
Yeah. Do you reckon that like
no chance?
The dream. Surely they'd
no,
be
they're
like,
not going to sack him after round one.
No, but Sean,
they might decide, but not publicly announce it.
He might get gentleman fired in round six if that
after
happens.
All of
he
this,
needs to gentleman retire himself.
Gentleman retire.
He really does. Like I can't believe he's still there. It's crazy.
And then
it blows Kane Corn's mind.
Yeah.
Because all of last year, he's like, no coach in world sport can survive this putrid record.
Yeah.
And then he survived, and Kane Corns is just like, what the fuck is going on here?
And then, Sean, at the magical prime time of 6:50 p.m. on a Sunday night, the Fremantle Dockers take on a Brisbane Lions.
That is an awful
Optus
time
Stadium.
Slot. That is a bad time slot.
Good luck to anyone who chooses to watch that game.
You'll be watching 60 minutes.
I'll be on a farm moving cows from one paddock to another.
That sounds actually quite magical.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
I don't know what I'll be doing. I'll be playing Fortnite.
I'll have a radio, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'll check in on the radio. I'll drive the four-wheel drive into the lake.
The dam.
The dam. The lake.
Don't make it a lake.
There's a lake.
Is there really?
There's a bit of everything down there, mate.
Man.
Yeah.
Is there ocean?
There actually is.
Don't drive it down there, though. You'll get bogged again.
I've got through it before, though.
And you will again.
Yeah.
It'll be drier, too. It's been hot.
So that is round one and what's upcoming. Obviously, fantasy also starts with round one.
Yes.
AFL fantasy.
Lock your teams in. Round zero helped a little, but also
it hurt more than it helped.
Yeah.
Poor boy.
Well, it helped probably everyone's teams immediately look exactly the same.
Yes. I wonder how many people
like
brought
some of
Matt Rowell in.
I didn't.
No, I haven't either, but I wonder how many people have.
And I wouldn't.
Yeah, me neither. Although Matt Rowell, I think, helped me out.
He did. You had a moment where he got a bit horny for touching the football.
Yeah, and I picked him up because I needed a midfielder. And he was
masterstroke.
Yeah, because like I did pretty well in fantasy last year.
Oh, okay.
Joel,
there's a lot of people looking to do well in fantasy. Everybody wants to do well.
Yeah. I want that hat. Oh, imagine that hat. We haven't spoken about the hat?
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Tim's got the hat. Number 97.
Yeah.
Huge. It's a dream that we should all look for that we'll never realize.
Do you reckon the hat gets bigger the higher up you get? Like, if you come second, you get a big hat.
If you come first, you get fucking Kurt Russell's hat from The Thing.
Biggest hat of all time.
How does his neck support it? He's got the strongest neck in the world,
Kurt does, it's true.
Fantasy, we got some juicy contests round one. You're playing your dad, Joel.
Yep. Yes.
I'm playing my brother. Tom, you're playing
my brother.
Fuck.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot on the line. Are you confident you're going to beat the Snake Man?
He is quietly very confident, I hear.
Well, that's good. I like that he's confident because last year he wasn't very confident with his fantasy team. So
he's taking it.
Is he taking it seriously?
Yeah, he sounds like he is. He messaged me again. He goes, just double checking. It's like I've got Wednesday night. I've got, you got till Thursday at 5 p.m. Yeah. Basically.
And I will be using every second of that, I think, because my team shambles.
I don't want to overdo it, though. You don't want to cook yourself into a lather.
I'm close to locking down.
I made
some big swings today.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance.
Maybe we made the same.
I might have one more big swing left in the tank. See, I'm just trying to fit it in with the forward line structure.
Ooh. Mm. I got a couple of red flags from opening round. Like, I don't have Flanders.
Got rid of him.
Yeah.
Did he turn it on?
He did. Yeah, he got 98.
Yeah.
He's expensive, though.
Yeah, but he's like the only premium forward.
Yeah, I've used that money elsewhere.
I made a move.
Yeah. See,
I'll tell you who I'm not sold on.
Who?
Nathan Fyfe.
Do you know who I'm not sold on? Goulden.
Whoa.
I think that he's going to have a rough couple of weeks and his value is going to plummet and then he'll probably pick up because he's going to get smashed in the midfield.
Sweep on him then.
Yeah, exactly. So I reckon I might drop him and bring him back. I
think he needs that protection of Parker.
I think that he's just going to his role at the moment.
He went so well last year, they're going to come after him a bit harder this year.
And at the moment, Sydney don't really have players. Like, obviously, Sydney's midfield is still, as we saw against Melbourne, still getting the job done.
It's good, but it's a bit depleted. So they're missing the hard bodies to help him out.
Yeah.
Well, Goulden can probably be on the outside and, you know, do his thing when your Adamses and your Parkers and your Millses come back through. Although Mills won't be back till like August.
Yeah.
Just in time for finals. Idiot.
It's fucking insane.
So, that's fantasy. Good luck to all of the coaches out there. Now, Tom.
Joel, do we have any emails?
We do. The call-out has been successful. People have emailed us in again, and it turns out, listeners, you like when we read out your emails and you want to send us emails. We encourage you to keep doing that, and you can find us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. This email is from Arthur, and this one's from, it's 2 weeks old now when you're listening to it.
Okay.
And it was... Half of the emails about joining the fantasy comp. Fine. Not relevant to you listeners. So Arthur says, boys, been a long time listener to the bullshit Sandspans Radio puts out. From Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday, to Thumb Cramps, new episodes every Friday.
Yes.
So last year, during shitty England weather, I decided to give this podcast a shot. What a choice! Now, this pod hasn't aged super well. Ended up following the mighty Brisbane Lions, which hasn't entirely been pain-free. Waking up at 3 a.m. to listen to them play the Hawks, particularly stung. We won't mention the other bird-related loss. But going from learning the rules to tipping their W season to top three on the footy with Broden, let's just say I'm hooked.
Hang on. They tipped their way into the top three with Broden's tipping comp.
Yep.
That's incredible.
And then they asked to join both fantasy and the tipping. That part's been sorted. Welcome, Arthur. But yeah, Arthur, big fan of footy now. So I think we've fucked up their life.
Arthur's in the Risky Reels Cup.
Whew.
Which is the spiciest cup.
It's the latecomers cup.
Bloody's Ball Bouncers. Pretty good.
So much love, not a coward. Arthur, con the Lions. And then Arthur says, P.S., fuck your cricket opinions, you cheating bastards. Hey. Spirit of the game.
Hey,
you stupid fuck!
Hey, Arthur, just a real quick question. Feel free to reply. How'd Bazball go in India, champion?
Yeah, how'd that tour of India go?
You know that one where Ben Stokes is like, we're actually doing better than everybody else and then lost by record margins two times in a row?
Pretty embarrassing.
Did it pick a spinner?
Oh, how'd Australia's tour of New Zealand go?
Oh, pretty fucking good.
Oh, 2-0?
Oh, 2-0.
Huge.
I'm just looking at some team names in our leagues. I'm looking in the Stu Martin Redemption Cup at Tracy's team name. Have you seen it?
No.
She's changed it. I can't remember what it was last year. It was some Carlton-related bullshit. She's got it as 184 BPM. That's not even correct, though. Didn't she go over 190?
I thought she did. We could be wrong. She'd know.
She'd know. She's probably got the photo.
184, not as impressive.
That's still like 30 beats per minute over what it should be.
Go a little higher.
You might die.
That's more than 30 higher than what it should be.
Shouldn't it be like one?
Well, if she, no, that's, you're talking exercise.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She's about
resting heart rate's meant to be
over what it should be.
Resting heart rate's like more 60, probably, I think.
Yeah.
I think a healthy resting heart rate is like meant to be like 60.
I know my resting heart rate is not that because I'm always thinking about the ocean.
Too horny. So this last email, it's from Andy Savage. He's back.
He's back. We haven't heard from Andy for a while.
Yeah, you probably insulted him last time. Yeah,
subject, how good's a single source of footy news? Dear footy lords, I think I'll skip the men's comp this year and just focus on the women's comp.
Wise for you.
Their North games are not shit and they don't have Clarko.
Yeah.
But I'll keep listening to How Good's Footy as my main source of footy news. Here are my predictions of what I'll think by the season's end, listening to three of the best AFL journos in all the land.
That's true.
Amazing.
One, from Tom's unbiased reporting, Geelong are full of good boys, haven't lost a game, and Hawkins has kicked at least 8 to 12 goals every game.
Can't wait for that.
Two, Joel is somehow in an abusive relationship with 22 players from Essendon, and they keep breaking his heart, letting him down, but he just can't break up with them. Three, Brisbane will finish top four, but from Sean's reporting, I'll think they've barely won a game. Everyone needs to list, and the season is fucked from round three onwards.
Keep opening up- round, baby.
That is the most perfect prediction of the three of us. Andy, you've got us dead to rights there,
they're all
mate.
Pretty good.
You know what? For Andy, I think every week we've got to do a North update.
Well, keep up the good work, gentlemen. Who knows if I hear you? Who knows if I hear you guys going on about Larky kicking a bag more than once? Maybe I'll tune back in.
Well, that's gonna happen.
That's gonna happen. Yeah. He's gonna kick bags every week.
Love the footy coward, Andy Savage.
That's beautiful. If you, like Andy and Arthur, want to send us an email, you can do so at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Let Sean know how to find inner peace.
Please.
Let us know what big tips and tricks you think your team is going to unveil in round one. And if you want to get in touch with us on social media, you can do so. We're on Instagram.
We are.
At How Good's Footy Pod.
Correct. And it's popping off.
It's popping off.
There's a new post for every episode. You can jump in the comments. You give us direct feedback.
Yeah.
Hey, good episode, boys. Keep it up. Or go fuck yourself. If you talk shit about my team one more time, I'll blow up the studio.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
Hey, you've got to get to Chernobyl, so good luck. And if you want to get in touch with us individually on all social medias, I'm at Orchid Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Douche13, DUS. CH13. Good luck, everyone, in round one, not opening round. That's annoying because you used to call round one opening round. Now there's two fucking.
It's dumb.
It's dumb.
You two. I'll see you both at the footy.
Woo!